Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Oh, you are? Thank you. And how likely are you to vote in Maryland's Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
Very likely.
Definitely or likely?
Definitely.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like then to tell me whether you have a favorable...
Okay, how long is this? Okay,
it's very short. It's a very short
survey. I'm getting ready to walk into a store.
It's a very short survey. It doesn't take much, you know, it's very quickly. Not very long.
Okay,
I would like you to tell... Okay, thank you. I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Chris Chafee, favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. Robin Thicker.
Favorable.
A very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Larry Hogan.
No, not so favorable.
Very unfavorable, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Sick.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Israel? Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, when we are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Thank you. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Thank you. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt.
Very important.
Thank you. Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Thank you. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Very important.
Thank you. Okay. And now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump as a senator. Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does this make no difference to you?
No difference.
Thank you. Robin Thicker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does this make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does that make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more?
Yeah.
Thank
much
you.
More.
Thank you. We're already at 70%. We're almost done. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes me not want to support Hogan.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much dislikes.
Thank you. Larry Hogan says that he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference to you? Less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you. As the governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan?
I didn't even hear the question.
As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. that this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or that it makes no difference?
Less likely.
Much less likely, thank you.
Much less likely.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Lavin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Schaefer, or someone else?
Dick.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Say it again, moderate Republican or what?
Or conservative.
Moderate.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
50 to 59.
Thank you. Okay. And this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. You enjoy your day. Take care.
Thank you.